This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Continue on Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Now it's time for us to get into the SCOTUS blog, everybody. More justice, so-called, stories. This from November 17th. Amy Howe, or one of her clones, because I know she works very, very hard. Here it is, and we're gonna jump right into this one. As you know, this is the Chevron standard. This has to do with the EPA and whether or not these so-called regulatory agencies can come up with their own standards beyond what the Congress put forward as their purviews. So what's being missed? As I mentioned for MRC TV, and we played the videos here on the show after they were produced by the good people at MRC TV, oftentimes in the decisions that have led up to the Supreme Court hearing this upcoming case, they don't actually question the existence of the EPA. They don't question the existence of OSHA or other things. They just say, is this regulatory agency going beyond, through the executive branch, going beyond what Congress stipulated in the statute that created this clearly unconstitutional bureaucracy? They don't question the bureaucracy. They never do. The circuit courts don't do it. The district courts don't do it. And now, I bet you anything, you're not going to see the Supreme Court do it either. And the people who are bringing these cases forward should bring this up as part of their argument, at least to educate people. At least if you've got that time in the court, bring it up and say, excuse me, I know that we're not going to be able to find any enumerated power in the Constitution for, say, oh, the EPA. So we just want to bring that up, and now we'll continue arguing on your front that the statute that created the EPA doesn't allow for this because it's just open-ended interpretation of the statute. When they could look at the open-ended interpretation of the Interstate Commerce Clause, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, and say, oh, that wasn't designed for that either, just as James Madison told people in the early 1800s. But here is the story from Amy Howe. How she does it? I don't know. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in January in a pair of cases asking the justices to overrule a landmark decision on deference to federal administrative agencies. So it's about this deference that they give. Well, you've been created, so you can do whatever you want. Now, if that's insulting to people, then why also is it not insulting for Congress to just do whatever it wants? I don't understand. I don't understand their lack of standards here. Especially since they're the ones who swear their oaths to the Constitution. It's so crazy. It's just utterly ridiculous. It's like a bunch of people have gone in to agree to play the game Monopoly. Monopoly, big time. Monopoly on the aggressive use of force and calling it legal. And then they replace the board with the Parcheesi board. But they're still operating. They're using the rules for Parcheesi, but they still have the Monopoly board. That would be a better analogy. And it's like, what game are you playing? I don't recognize this game. Oh, we're just doing what we want. We're making it up as we go. It's Royal Fizbin. It's Fizbin. It's Calvin Ball. So there are these big cases, two cases. There's Relentless Incorporated, the Department of Commerce, and the one that I'm more familiar with, the Loper Bright Enterprises one. I kept thinking of Mr. Hooper or Mr. Looper from Sesame Street. The Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo. And the Relentless Incorporated versus Department of Commerce. So the Supreme Court has put them on their calendar for January arguments. So just about a month and a quarter away. So Relentless and Loper Bright began as challenges to a federal rule that requires the fishing industry. And this is a very big deal. As I mentioned, the very first article I wrote for MRC TV was about these fish counters. Okay. And the story, and we showed you video from some of the guys who are going to be bankrupt. Already the federal government requires that fishermen have to have federal fish counters aboard their boats to count the number of fish they get and the kinds of the fish that they get every day. Now, I thought when I first entered this story, I thought, oh, it's some sort of machine. How does this work? No, they're literally human beings that who bunk up with them when they go out, if they have to go out overnight for multiple days, eating the food with them out there on the boats with these guys. And then they have to count the types of fish. Up to this point, the federal government paid their salaries. We, through the federal government, we, of course, because, you know, we clearly volunteered that money. As the terrorists know, we're all part of the decision, right? It was fun. I remember that. Don't you remember that? That was fun, Lady of Heaven. So you remember that, don't you? Don't you remember? Yeah, that's a great scene from Lady of Heaven. So now the Department of Commerce, they want to force the fishermen to have to pay the $700 to $800 a day that these federal fish counters require. I mean, you know, isn't there a stipulation in the Constitution that says there should be no quartering of soldiers? This is the quartering of the Commerce Department soldiers. It's already the quartering of it, as Jeremy of the Quartering might say. But there's more. The justices will consider a broader question. So let me go back. Whether or not a federal, there's a challenge to this new federal rule that will require the fishing industry to pay the cost of observers who monitor compliance with fishery management rules. Oh, we set the rules, you know. And again, they do it claiming they're doing it for the betterment of the fishing industry to manage the catch so it doesn't get overcaught. Well, why in the world would the people whose livelihoods depend on that try to deplete the stuff that eventually they want to use for years down the line? They have to husband it properly. That's, as I mentioned, where private property rights on the oceans, just like private property rights for forests, to husbands the forests, or any other natural resource come into play. And you can look to the lobster fishermen of Maine who have done it themselves for centuries there. They have their own system. The fishermen do the same thing. They show where they can go. Even though fish move around, they know where the fish go. They know what the patterns are for the fish. They know the numbers per year that they can typically catch, the size of the fish that they're catching, where it's a danger threshold. Say, okay, you know what? We got to lay off here. What's happening? What are you getting? What are you getting? They can make these arrangements. And if somebody doesn't want to conform, then as the lobster thieves do, they engage in vigilante justice. They don't need the government to participate in this thing. And it makes all of us have to pay more for fish. If you're a pescator, you know what I'm talking about. So a little bit more. At the arguments on January 17th, the justices will consider a broader question. Whether to overrule the 1984 Chevron v. Natural Resources Defense Council. And this is where this standard of great leniency came from. The court held that when a federal statute is ambiguous, courts should defer to an agency's interpretation of the law as long as it is so-called reasonable. So again, we go back to that behind closed doors meeting I had in the state of New Hampshire Capitol with a former New Hampshire Chief Justice who then became a congressman as they were debating what to put into a statute and so on. He goes, oh, well, just put the word reasonable in there. And somebody said, what? He goes, oh, reasonable. It's a legalese term. We put reasonable in there because it basically gives the government complete room to do whatever it wants. I'm like, you're a Republican conservative? What? Reasonable. Because, of course, who determines what's reasonable? It's Calvin Ball. It's Fisbin. The government determines what's reasonable. And here it's going to be the members of the Supreme Court. You don't get to determine what's reasonable. The fishermen don't get to determine what's reasonable for their own stinking livelihoods and their own boats. No, they don't get to do that. People who don't engage in fishing, some people who don't like fish, people who are taking our money for this under our name, are doing this to the fishermen. Just like under our name, they're doing it to people in Gaza in a much more extreme way. Destroying their homes, destroying their schools, destroying their lives. That doctrine, known as the Chevron Doctrine, has been the target of criticism by, among others, some Supreme Court justices in recent years. But the Biden administration has told the justices that overruling Chevron would be convulsive.
Convulsive.
Okay. All right. We've got a couple big things of probably higher profile to discuss when we talk about the courts. Yesterday, thanks to you carrying the ball for a while on the show last night, we got to discuss the January 6th footage that was released. I got to mention that originally I was wondering why Tucker Carlson didn't put out some of the stuff, and then I found out, as I investigated during the day, Tucker was not given the video. He was allowed to look at the video only for a certain period of time. So that's part of his excuse, I think. And I think it's a justified excuse. You know, that's why we only saw the Q Shaman, perhaps, right? But anyway, so I give him an out on that, you know. And this is going to have a massive bearing, this release of this video footage. We also saw the fakery from Nancy Pelosi's daughter shooting a documentary on that day in that locale inside, and the retakes that they did of some senators sitting there talking to Mike Pence over the phone, talking about how we can get back to the count on January 6, 2021. Right. But I want to show you what I think is really, really sums it up. And that's Ron Paul. It's about 4+ minutes. I'm just going to sit back. I want to play this for you if you didn't get a chance to see it. I think Ron Paul did a phenomenal job here. Let's check this out.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. We must demand justice for the January 6th protesters. New U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson struck a blow for liberty and justice last week when he finally authorized the release of all the tapes from the January 6, 2021 insurrection. We were told by no less than President Biden himself that this was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. The FBI was unleashed by the Biden administration to hunt down hundreds of participants in this insurrection and lock them up in the gulag, where they awaited trial in torturous conditions, many in solitary confinement. A congressional committee was set up under then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi to get to the bottom of the Trump-led insurrection. It did not include a single representative nominated by the opposition Republican Party, but rather two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Anna Kinzinger, who could be relied on by Pelosi and the Democrats to toe the line. In short, the whole thing was an old-fashioned Soviet show trial where the evidence was kept secret and the predetermined verdict, guilty, was to be used to tighten the grip of the ruling regime and intimidate any further dissenters into silence. The message was clear. Speak out against the perfection of the 2020 election, and you may find yourself in the gulag along with the insurrectionists. It was terrifying and profoundly anti-American. And as we finally conceived for ourselves, thanks to Speaker Johnson, it was a huge lie. The new video shows demonstrators shaking hands with police officers once they entered the Capitol building. They were welcomed into the building by officers who even held the doors for them to enter. They had no way of knowing that they would soon be rounded up and locked away. Does that mean no crimes were committed on January 6th? Not at all. The tapes already released were carefully chosen to single out examples of violence and other possible criminality. But the full release of the tapes demonstrates beyond a doubt that the endless propaganda that was this was a coordinated attempt to overthrow the government was false. And as for that violence and mayhem on January 6th, how much of it was instigated by undercover FBI agents? New footage clearly shows officers outside the building firing on protesters with no warning. That must be why, in hearing after hearing, Biden administration officials like Attorney General Merrick Garland have refused to tell Congress the number of federal agents present and their roles in instigating violence. The release of this evidence should immediately result in the release of all nonviolent protesters awaiting trial or serving their sentences. Those in power responsible for promoting this lie should take their places in their jail cells. This delayed justice will not help protesters like Matthew Perna. Though the new video release clearly shows him calmly walking inside the Capitol in the presence of unconcerned police officers when Merrick Garland's Department of Justice announced they would seek terrorism charges against him, Perna, in despair, decided to hang himself in his garage. Yes, there was an insurrection of sorts. Those in power hated Donald Trump so much that they were willing to torture and even murder their fellow Americans to keep him from the presidency. Unless these people are brought to justice, we will have no republic left to defend. Thanks for listening.
Good job, Ron Paul. Good stuff, Ron Paul. Really appreciate the fact that he and the team isolated that and put that out there on the Ron Paul Rumble channel so that people could see it and they could also recognize that there was plenty of evidence that showed wrongdoing on the part of the government and not these people. Wrongdoing on the part of people like this jerk, Adam Kinzinger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to my colleagues on the committee. Thank you to our witnesses. I never expected a day to be quite as emotional for me as it has been.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so emotional there, Adam. We know how broken up you were about those people just, you know, strolling through, and let's watch some of them strolling along here. Oh, and this is where they took the handcuffs off and fist pumped. Had a grand old time. Was this guy working for the government and released after they discussed it? And they, oh, I got the wrong guy. Or it was just a guy. And he went in. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Yeah, see you later. That was fun. Thanks for the tour. Who knows, right? Who knows? And Ron Paul mentioned what we saw right here. This man originally agreed to a plea deal, and then the federal government decided, no, we're going to charge him with terrorism. And what happened? He decided he couldn't take it anymore, and he hanged himself. Ron Paul, good job. Thank you, Ron Paul, for being a stand-up guy. Awesome, awesome stuff. Now let's talk a little bit about Unhinged. You know, we saw Kathy Hochul discussing misinformation, and yet we see people like AOC making her claims about hiding in the bathroom on January 6th. And we see Kinzinger, oh, I'm so upset. And we find out about the information that they did not release. We know what they did during Cowabunga 19, so-called pandemic. We know what they did when the FBI was paying off Twitter, the back door to Facebook. We know what Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger have revealed and so many others. And people at MRC TV, I have written on this to a much, much more lower profile. So I was writing about a lot of the things that Taibbi was writing about as well. And, so let's look at one of the pop media figures now who is just inflamed about something. He is, of course, Joe Scarborough, and listen to what this guy's got to say about imprisoning people. And again, I am not a supporter of Donald Trump, but Molly Hemingway, well-known conservative writer, brought this up. She did a great job, and other people are bringing it up as well. Hashtag projection, big time. She says, Joe Scarborough, in an unhinged rant, asserts without evidence that Donald Trump will do what Democrats have been doing during the Biden administration.
precisely right. Here we go. I've gone through about 8 seconds of it. Here we go.
That are constantly double and triple checking and shilling for him and suggesting that somehow they're being biased, bending over backwards, treating him like a normal candidate. He's not a normal candidate. He is running to end American democracy as we know it. I think it was
Scott Horton posted this, and I saw Scarborough's arm, the palsy weird thing in his arm. Obviously, what he's doing is he's so fired up, this Scarborough Joe. I said, did he have too much coffee, Morning Joe, or is that a palsy problem that he's adopted? Maybe Pfizer can create a medicine that can take care of that for him. But yeah, he's very upset at Trump supporters here. And listen, not only is he upset and not recognizing his massive hypocrisy, along with, of course, the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mr. Internationalist. Hey, let's connect with the radical Muslim guys in Afghanistan, give them Stinger missiles, and then try to overthrow all these different nation states on the grand chessboard. Yeah, that would be Zbigniew Brzezinski, her father. But Joe Scarborough, and don't ask Joe about the dead intern in his office when he was a congressman. Shh, quiet. Her name shall not be repeated. Let's just go back here and watch as he flips out and his arm shakes because he's so angry and upset about the fact that he sees Donald Trump as being ready to imprison everybody without cause.
To really tune out the voices of the haters, of the people that are constantly double and triple checking and shilling for him and suggesting that somehow they're being biased, bending over backwards, treating him like a normal candidate. He's not a normal candidate. He is running to end American democracy as we know it. He's an authoritarian.
So we can pause it right there. You know, democracy, which the United States is not designed to be, and which, of course, even if it were, that would be a really, really bad idea, Mr. Scarborough. You seem to think that democracy, some giant plebiscite, is some sort of cipher to the upholding of people's rights, which is the exact opposite. The state doesn't uphold people's rights. And it doesn't matter whether you have a monarch deciding it or a so-called democracy deciding it. But at least, as I've mentioned, as Tolkien mentioned, as other people like Hoppe have mentioned, at least if it's a monarch making the decisions, you run that distinction between the ruler and the ruled. You don't try to pretend that it's the people. But in the United States, it's not even a democracy anyway, Joe. You swore an oath to the Constitution when you were a congressman. Remember? That was before your intern was found dead in your office. But, you know, the Constitution is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. But everybody knows that, evidently, except you. We'll return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israeli citizens, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino citizen. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment. Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights set to take effect on December 7th face uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned congressional protections. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rumble and Rockman. Just look for Liberty Conspiracy. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, the creator of The Conspiracy, and thanks for being interested in the principles of freedom, because, of course, freedom is out of fashion nowadays. Now, continuing with our conversation about Joe Scarborough flipping out and his hypocrisy.
To a court in Colorado 2 days ago ruled that he led an insurrection against the United States government.
Okay, and that is false. The court did not rule that he led an insurrection against the United States government. That's not what the court ruled, so he's got that factually wrong. But now let's look at the final bit.
He's charged with leading schemes to help overthrow the United States government. So if they want to frame it that way, that's fine. If you want to be fair, then you will frame this as Joe Biden being the candidate that supports American democracy and Donald Trump, a candidate who supports a new form of government here. This authoritarian. It's really that simple. And by the way, Reverend Allen, people go, oh.
So, okay. So, as we know, Donald Trump is not lily clean here. Donald Trump put forward the emergency order, which was not constitutional. He put forward that was on the COVID so-called medical emergency, March 13, 2020. He put forward the Operation Warp Speed, which was unconstitutional. He engaged in foreign military conflicts and in the occupation of Syria, unconstitutional. He engaged in droning of people without any jurisprudence whatsoever, which is a war crime. So there's a lot of problems with Donald, you know who, Trump. And all the subsidies, the PPP, all that stuff, having the FDA control whether or not landlords could collect rent, that was under Donald Trump, giving the Federal Reserve the power to buy the bonds of any company without announcing it, that was under Donald Trump, and he applauded all that stuff. Those are substantive areas where you could say, yeah, that was pretty tyrannical, unconstitutional, and nasty. But then to claim that Joe Biden is somehow the angel when you've got all these things that we just saw, remembering about the lockdowns, about Biden's orders to have jab mandates for truckers going over the borders, and restricting things like people's ability to be able to use foreign oil from Russia, supplying weapons to Ukraine, not calling Israel out for destroying innocent people's lives in Gaza, and, of course, what they're doing to the January Sixers. All of that stuff seems not to bother this guy.
Oh, you can't compare him to past Nazi leaders. You can't compare him to this past Nazi leader or that past fascist leader.
Okay, so now it would be very interesting if Joe Scarborough could talk to, maybe Lindsey Graham or Victoria Nuland or Jeffrey Pyatt or Amy Klobuchar, or any of the others who literally met with Ukrainian Nazis after the United States government and NATO and the Atlantic Council and George Soros splinter groups and the CIA and others during the Obama administration overthrew the government of Ukraine and worked with Nazis there. And then, of course, we saw 8 years of thousands of people being slaughtered by Nazi-tied government there. But that being said, I want to give you, hold on a second here. I want to give you a little bit of info. And I've got to call up Howie Carr. From Howie Carr. Oh, and it's
Reese. Terry Gold, 800-267.
I don't know whether I'll be able to pull this up. I think I can. Hold on a second here. Yeah, I think I can. Let me see.
The pandemic may prove to be the most damaging disruption in the history.
Yeah, here we go. So let's just keep in mind some of the crazy things that have been done to us under people like, starting with, you know who, Trump and Biden. So here's Howie.
The school closures that took 50 million children out of classrooms at the start of the pandemic may prove to be the most damaging disruption in the history of American education. I don't think there's too much question about it, is there? And I think, you know, everybody knew it at the time who was paying attention, who didn't just want to take a year or 2 years vacation from the classroom or the courtroom or their hack jobs in government. Everybody knew this was a scam. It set student progress in math and reading back by two decades. And again, we all knew this, but now they're admitting it.
This is the New York Times.
The achievement gap that separates poor and wealthy children. The learning losses will remain unaddressed when the federal money runs out in 2024. The federal government is what caused this, by and large. So they threw money at it to give the teachers vacation, to have all these boondoggle projects to supposedly safeguard the schools themselves. It was all a total waste of money, because it sets student progress in math and reading back by two decades and widen the achievement gap that separates poor and wealthy children. It will cause caused students to experience diminished lifetime earnings and become a significant drag on the economy. Much like all the adults who were told to go home from work and they'd be given plenty of welfare and they wouldn't have to pay their rent and their student loans.
All right, I'm going to stop it there, and there's a lot more to hear from Howie, but might do that tomorrow night. But I want to mention that when we look at that education thing, we know that the National Teachers Union very, very involved with the Biden administration and in pushing during the Trump administration to keep things locked down, to not have kids go. And parents who tried to attend school board meetings, whether it was because of content that they saw that was upsetting them, or it was because they were sick and tired of the schools being shut down in their local communities, which, again, we go towards, again, the tragedy of the commons, because some people might have wanted them locked down and other parents didn't want them locked down. So because it's run by the government, not everybody is going to be pleased, and not even people who have kids in the school system are going to be paying for it, right? But the Biden administration was deeply involved in promoting the idea that those parents who attended those school board meetings were dangerous. They errantly and unceremoniously and immorally tried to get the Justice so-called Department that we saw before, the Justice Department, which they want to continue going after marijuana users, the Justice Department and the FBI coordinated and tried to work with the National School Boards Association, literally sending emails and letters to each other to try to create a narrative whereby under the Biden administration, people would be depicted as terrorist threats. I didn't hear Joe Scarborough discussing that. Did you? No. They want to control the narrative. They want to paint people as terrible and evil, and they want to do everything they can to control what we see and what we do. Now let's go into that area of control. There's a good story from Activist Post that I think originally was from Epoch Times and went one day after the exclusive, and so Activist Post has it. IMF releases digital currency handbook for world's central banks. Control the narrative. Control the banks. It's CBDC time. It's CBDC time. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, for which the United States government subsidizes tons and tons of money, released a handbook for global central banks regarding the development and implementation of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. The IMF Central Bank Digital Currency Virtual Handbook, link, published last week, pointed out that the increased use of CBDCs can reduce, there's the link, reduce dollarization of the global economy, a situation where countries move away from relying on the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. De-dollarization would push up borrowing costs in the United States, making loans expensive for businesses and individuals, thus affecting economic growth. Well, it would be a lot smarter if people would get away from the dollar and go with hard currency, as Wire would say. But in addition to de-dollarization, a CBDC, quote, could increase risks of flight to safety from retail bank deposits in periods of market stress. Well, they don't want that. The organization pointed out that CBDCs could offer, quote, a safe store of value and efficient means of payment, which can increase competition for deposit funding, but it has to be mandated. The IMF handbook was published as the organization's director, Kristalina Georgieva, promoted the use of CBDCs during the Singapore FinTech Festival on November 15th, arguing that such digital currencies could bring an end to the cash-based economy that they can't track, that they can't trace, that they can't control, and, of course, the users of which they cannot silence, as they did in Canada when they didn't like the narrative, as people tried to fight for their freedoms in Ottawa with the trucker rally. CBDCs can replace cash, which is costly to distribute in island economies, she said during a speech. Every economy is an island in a way. CBDCs, and the more open they are, the better. CBDCs would offer a safe and low-cost alternative to cash. A potential risk of retail CBDCs is that funds get pulled out from traditional commercial banks and deposited as CBDCs in central banks. The depletion of deposits will affect the lending ability of commercial banks, possibly worsening any banking crisis. Well, what do they want? They want to allow for the printing of CBDCs at any time. and they want the CBDCs to go international, to the international banks first. This is what they want at the IMF. They want to prevent the U.S. Federal Reserve. Well, there's a second. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so this is the opposition to it. I was skipping ahead. This is a representative, a Republican from Minnesota, Tom Emmer. He has the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. In a September 12th press release, Mr. Emmer pointed out that unlike decentralized cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, CBDCs are designed and issued by a government and transact on a digital ledger that is controlled by the government. This could give the administration the power to, quote, surveil Americans' transactions and choke out politically unpopular activity. And they have to. They have to do that. It's the only way they can control it. Otherwise, people will flood away from it. It prevents the U.S. Federal Reserve, the bill, prevents the U.S. Federal Reserve from issuing a CBDC directly to individuals. It prohibits the Fed from indirectly issuing a CBDC to individuals via an intermediary. And it bans the Fed from using any CBDC to implement its monetary policy. But as I mentioned at MRCTV, you notice what is missing. The U.S. Treasury. According to the Constitution, the Treasury can issue coins, not the exclusive money, but it can coin money. Not digital money, not CBDCs, but the Treasury, under their interpretation, can just make up money. So the fact that this man from Minnesota is not blocking the feds from just making money up at any time is a pretty big deal, because that is what the U.S. Treasury has used for years, digital money, essentially, invented by the Federal Reserve, that they use to buy up U.S. debt to fund all their wars, not all their wars, but 90% of the funding, and the rest comes from taxation, to fund sending weapons to Ukraine, to fund sending weapons to Israel, and cash infusions to Israel to the tune of $3.8 billion in weapons alone over the past 10 years. Plus, I don't know how many billions in financial aid gone to the socialist nation of Israel. By the way, Israel, they say, has a surplus this year. Oh, okay. So that is a pretty substantial thing to see. And talking about Israel, let's turn now to this story. It comes to us with a little bit of a positive. Breitbart reports the Israeli government approves a deal for a four-day pause for 50 hostages. The Israeli government approved a deal Tuesday night that will see the Palestinian Hamas, so-called terror group as they claim it, but they don't claim that the Israeli government is a terrorist organization, that it is an occupier organization. So they both are, in my eyes, that they release 50 female children and elderly hostages over 4 days in return for a pause in the fighting in the Gaza Strip. In return, Israel will release a greater number of convicted Palestinians, though none who have been convicted of murder. Convicted of what? Breitbart's not reporting. Joel Polak not giving us any real information. Israel will resume the fight as soon as the hostages are delivered and a 4-day period is over, as it works to destroy Hamas. But as we noted, it means flooding the southern region of Gaza with refugees and, of course, bombing that area. Unbelievable. We saw Max and Aaron of the Gray Zone reporting on some of the things that are being done to those people in Gaza. We've seen this before. We know some of the statements of Israeli officials have to do with just wiping out Gaza, getting rid of everybody, and taking all that land. And, of course, we know that the imposition of Israel in 1947-48 there took away land from all sorts of people who had been established there for generations. So an occupying force is Israel. How that's not terroristic, I don't know. But evidently, Breitbart doesn't have a problem with that. Because, of course, they're more along with the rhinos on that, the deep staters on that, right? The hawks. Let's go to antiwar.com and check out some of the latest war information. And then I have a very, very strong inclination. I want to join you and get your thoughts about programming for tomorrow and potentially for Thanksgiving. So let me get your opinions on this. But first, I want to let you know about that information from Iraq that I mentioned. Yeah, the U.S. has attacked Iraq, you know, where the U.S. has bases and would not leave, even though the Iraqi government has asked them to leave. No, can't do that. U.S. AC-130 gunship launches strikes in Iraq. Casualties reported. That would be CENTCOM. And if you say CENTCOM in many foreign nations, they'll probably look at you as being a really nasty person. CENTCOM said Tuesday that a U.S. AC-130 gunship launched strikes in Iraq against people allegedly responsible, nothing like extrajudicial murder, for an earlier missile attack in the Ain al-Assad air base in western Iraq, which houses U.S. troops. Well, you know, I mean, they evidently are accused of attacking U.S. troops. Got to defend, even though they're not supposed to be there. Right? Yeah. The Pentagon said you don't have a right to defense if you're in a place where you're not supposed to be. That's like breaking into somebody's home and saying, oh, I had a right to defend myself. No, you don't. You don't. The Pentagon said 8 troops were wounded when Ain al-Assad Air Base was targeted, and you don't have the right to defend yourself with weapons that you got through stealing from my neighbor and forcing him to pay for those weapons, mafia man. The Pentagon said 8 U.S. troops were wounded when Ain al-Assad Air Base was targeted with a short-range ballistic missile, and that the AC-130 responded immediately. I wonder if those are weapons that the United States left behind in Afghanistan, maybe. I don't know. What do you think? CENTCOM said the AC-130 strike, resulted in, they have a double there, several enemy casualties. Oh, well, there you go. A U.S. official later told the war zone that the strikes killed at least one member of Kataib Hezbollah, an Iraqi Shia militia. Well, then I'm sure it's perfectly all right, and the United States is not engaging in any illegal operations in any way whatsoever. And, you know, the fact that it's totally unconstitutional, you didn't see anything, you guys, okay? Yeah, you didn't see anything. Also at anti-war, Lloyd Austin is in the news. He visited Ukraine because, you know, it's the 58th state. He announced $100 million in arms, $1 million, because, you know, it's that drag down, draw down, drip down authority for the drips. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin made an unannounced visit to Kyiv on Monday, where he announced a new $100 million weapons package for Ukraine and insisted the U.S. would provide long-term support for the war against Russia, which Ukraine is soon going to be ending because they can't keep going, despite growing signs to the contrary. Yes, I announced today another $100 million. Wouldn't it be great to have $100 million? What would you do with that? I announced today another $100 million drawdown using presidential drawdown authority. You know how we're... You know, that drawdown authority, to provide additional artillery munitions, additional interceptors for air defense, and a number of anti-tank weapons as well. Oh, that's awesome. Austin told reporters, I wish we were like Steve Austin, the $6 million man, you know? That'd be great. You could talk to Oscar Goldman, you know, his code name. It was Lone Wolf. And Oscar's name, code name was Snow White. Snow White to Lone Wolf. Snow White to Lone Wolf. That was the way they communicated. He was awesome. Six mil. Where's Lindsay Wagner when you need her? Ah, yes. The presidential drawdown authority. Well, you know, it allows the U.S. to ship weapons to Ukraine directly from Pentagon stockpiles. That's awesome. And then those stockpiles need to be replenished, and BAE Systems and Lockheed Martin, they all do great. So hope you got your stock. Hope you got your stock. Hey, Rockfin, want to see what's happening, and I want to get your opinions on a couple things. First off, hey, whoa, right off the bat, MJ Nichols. Hey, MJ, thank you very much. Happy Eve of Thanksgiving, Eve Guard. Are you doing Liberty Conspiracy on Thursday? Sorry to say that in a weird way. Are you doing Liberty Conspiracy on Thursday? Sorry if I missed the programming note. Actually, yeah, you're thinking along lines that I was thinking. I think I'm going to do a show Thursday. I think we're going to be having dinner early enough that I could probably settle down for a little while and do some things with y'all. And maybe, again, open up chat and just, you know, throw the link in there if you want to pop in, like, you know, just hanging out and calling on a, like a Zoom call or whatever. That would be really fun. So, yeah, I think I am going to do it. I'll know a little better tomorrow. So, yeah. And then on Saturday, of course, I wouldn't be on, but on Saturday, my schedule is going to get kind of weird. I didn't realize. We have tickets to see Wolf Mother in Boston, and I hope I can make it. Sometimes I haven't gone to concerts because I haven't felt well enough. So I'm hoping I can go because I really want to see Wolf Mother. Very cool. Good old down from the other side of the world, those Aussies. Good stuff. And Birdhouse Blue says, Thanksgiving stream. Yahoo! Hey, cool! Risha M says, kick Israel out of the Belt and Road. Good point. Oh, and by the way, you know what's interesting? I see how 9000 has a couple interesting comments. I'll go into it later. I need to do a little bit more research before I even, I'll talk about it later. This story from antiwar.com, I tell you. You know, it's so strange. I know a woman who works for BAE Systems, really nice woman, and a buddy of mine could have become a drone pilot. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to do that. And I'm so glad that he didn't do it. You know, he made the right decision. But you just think like, man, so many people are attached to this war machine, you know, and, you know, they think they're defending the United States. I don't get it. I just don't get it at all. Just crazy. I don't know. Just nutty stuff. It's all about favoritism, control, and if you can get, you know, certain industries attached. You know, look at, just look at, like, Joe Biden with his push using the Defense Production Act to push for these heat pump things. You know, I read that, we showed the story yesterday, and I've got the new story, that they just produced for MRC TV in video form of the text that I read last night. And I'll show it to you if you want to see the finished result. It's Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.